Democrat Rep. Defends ATF pistol brace rule, can't explain what it does. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 12, 2023. During a Monday Rules Committee markup hearing for H.J. Reese, 44, Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, defended the ATFR pistol stabilizer brace rule but could not explain what the rule does nor how long a prison sentence could be for breaking the rule. Nadler was questioned by Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, who brought up a 2012 letter from ATF wherein the agency told stabilizer brace designer Alex Bosco that his brace would not alter the classification of a pistol or other firearm and would not be subject to National Firearms Act controls. Massey asked how a stabilizer brace, which the ATF okayed in 2012, could be the subject of a rule making it illegal in 2023. Massey said, "The ATF said it was legal. And here we are a decade later, 40 million gun owners later, and the ATF now says it's illegal." Nadler responded by claiming that first brace was a forearm brace but that latter braces have been made to be fired from the shoulder. Massey countered him, explaining that braces can look different cosmetically, but that the brace Bosco received an approval letter for in 2012 is not fundamentally different from the brace that would be made today. Nadler then appeared to get tongue-tied talking about the difference between what braces were designed to do versus how consumers chose to use them. Massey asked Nadler about the punishment American gun owners will face for breaking the ATFR pistol stabilizer brace rule, saying, "What would be a fair prison term for owning a piece of plastic?" Nadler said, "I'm not a judge, I'm not going to say what a fair prison term would be." He went to say it would be best to look at comparable crimes and regulations to ascertain proper punishment. Representative Ben Klein, RVA, explained that the punishment is a $250,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison. Massey then asked rhetorically, "Does it seem a little extreme to get 10 years for owning a piece of plastic that the ATF, for 10 years, maintained was legal?" As the exchange continued, Nadler's answers made clear he did not know the rule he was defending applies to mere possession of an AR pistol with a stabilizer brace. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at herhawkins@breitbart.com.